Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
The Global Commission on Drug Policy publishing a position paper on drug policy and city government, acknowledging that cities are the authorities most exposed to the damage caused by prohibitive drug policies. The members of the commission include former presidents of Switzerland, of Nigeria, of Greece, of Portugal, of Mauritius, including Khalema Mondlante, former president of South Africa, a number of diplomats, as well as people, I suppose, involved in human rights activism, including Richard Branson. That is the commission. They came up with, recommendations where cities must design and implement local drug policies that put city dwellers' health and safety first. Those cities must ensure drug policies are coherent and provide a platform to include everyone involved. They must ensure that local drug policies benefit from modern deterrence strategies to focus on reducing violence generated by illegal drug markets to achieve peaceful cities for all. And fourthly, they must take control of local markets by legally regulating access to currently illegal drugs. Joining me on the line now is the chair of the South African Network of People Who Use Drugs, as well as researcher at the University of Pretoria. That's Sean Schelling. Sean, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me.
It is a 33-page policy position paper, and I'm certainly going to invite listeners to go and read it. Let me ask this question, though. How are the major cities in South Africa doing in terms of meeting those four critical recommendations that the commission came out with?
Well, I think we've got very different responses in different cities. I know that in the city of Tshwane, who were invited to attend this meeting for the launch of the paper, they have a municipal-funded program with the University of Pretoria looking at harm reduction programs, and it's the only city in Africa that does that, and also funding a coherent response to drug use, which is focused on health and social well-being. In the city of Cape Town, we are very short of appropriate interventions, but we're working with the City Improvement District and some of the councillors to look at introducing some new solutions here. In the city of eThekwini, we've certainly got some progressive work going there, but it's mainly done by NGOs and very little funded by the city at this stage. So very mixed bag. But yeah, we're seeing some moves that are pretty positive.
I imagine each of the cities you've mentioned, Sean, acknowledge that drug use and drug abuse is a major concern. We know of the ripple effects, right, of people abusing drugs in any community or city. Why are we not seeing a nationwide driven policy, if you like, that will help the cities put in place strategies to address it?
Well, we have the National Drug Master Plan, which has got five principles in it, which are very progressive, I would say, looking at human rights, the inclusion of the voice of people who use drugs in policy making. They look at harm reduction, demand reduction, and supply reduction. It's a pretty balanced approach when you look at the National Drug Master Plan. Unfortunately, the interpretation is often misinterpreted, and implementation doesn't match the intention of the plan. And I think that, as you were saying earlier, most change can happen at municipal level. And certainly at the local level, you see municipalities implementing bylaws and that which maybe aren't 100% aligned with national policy. And there's the freedom to do that. And so we sometimes see people taking very morally based positions, wanting more policing to enforce current drug laws, which is actually asking us to use a criminal justice system to solve an essentially social problem. And that leads to more violence and more problems. So we get this very mixed response. And if cities looked at the National Drug Master Plan and then worked to context, I think we'd have a better response.
How does this position paper on drug policy and city government published by the Global Commission on Drug Policy yesterday, stand in conversation with this national framework you are referencing? And I suppose the question I'm asking, what should the cities of Cape Town, eThekwini, Tshwane, and any other city in South Africa be taking away from this position paper and hopefully implementing in addressing the issue of drug use in their respective cities?
I think one of the big lessons from this paper is the different types of approaches that there are. And, the Prague Declaration states quite clearly, the first point is no one size fits all. And I think we've got to accept that, that really what we need to do is we need to be realistic, pragmatic, and contextually aware of what's going on. You know, in South Africa, drug use is driven mainly by socioeconomic circumstances, lack of opportunity. And so it's different to perhaps in parts of the United States, where it's driven by very different particular issues and that. And we need to address the issues of inequality, poor service delivery, lack of opportunity, before we will ever get a handle on drugs.
Which is true, because it is acknowledged, in fact, in that paper that 68% of the world's population by 2050 will be residing in cities. And if our goal ultimately is to build a fairer and more inclusive society, we better have the right policies in place to realize that.
Absolutely. And if we're not sort of aligning drug policies with the Constitution, we're going to have a problem. We're going to be recruiting more people for the gangs and less opportunity for people to get into formal employment.
It's an important paper, and I do hope South Africans will find it and read it. Do you have any idea of where it will be easy to access the paper?
Yes, it's on the Global Commission on Drugs website, which is globalcommissionondrugs.org. And if you just Google Global Commission, you will find it.
Sean Shetty, thank you very much for your time this morning. Chairperson of the South African Network of People Who Use Drugs and a researcher at the University of Pretoria. The position paper is on drug policy and city government. It's a 33-34 page read. It is absolutely important if you're concerned about how we, or your city rather, is dealing with the issue of drug use in that city.